questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Khan of Islam page. Very welcome again to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host on this program, and with me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour, and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So today we want to talk about the position of Suratul Ikhlas in the Holy Quran and why. In some of the narrations, it is mentioned that if somebody recites this surah for 3 times, it is as if he has finished reading out the whole Quran. And we know that reading out the surahs of the Holy Quran has its own rewards. So how is it possible, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very great question that some of the listeners ask about the position and status of Surat Ikhlas in the Noble Quran. You know that in a couple of narrations we have that if you recite this beautiful surah of the Noble Quran 3 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward of reciting whole Quran.
Yes.
You know that I think before explaining the narrations in this regard, you understand that how important and high the position of and the status of this surah is.
Yes.
You know that you can guess why actually if you go to the contents of this beautiful chapter,
yes,
and surah of the Noble Quran, you find that it is actually talking about the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know that this uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and oneness of Allah is how high and important in the view of, verses of Noble Quran is. Let me share other narrations in this regard. For example, we have that Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ تَعْدِلُ ثُلْثَ الْقُرْآنِ.
Yes.
This chapter of Noble Quran, actually Surat Ikhlas, is 1/3 of Noble Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it shows how important this surah and chapter of Noble Quran is. In other narration from Imam Rida alayhi salam, he said that, سَأَلْتُ الرِّضَى عَنِ التَّوْحِيدَ. I asked Imam al-Rida about the chapter Ikhlas. He said that, فَقَالَ كُلُّ مَنْ قَرَأَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَآمَنَ بِهَا فَقَدْ عَرَفَ التَّوْحِيدَ. Whomsoever recite the chapter of Ikhlas and he believes in it, you know, آمَنَ بِهَا, actually emphasizing on having belief in this surah, فَقَدْ عَرَفَ التَّوْحِيدَ, actually you have known the uniqueness and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most important principles of Islamic beliefs.
That's all right. As you said, the concept of Tawheed is over there. About the Sha'an al-Nuzul, or we can say the status of revelation of this verse, there are different, for example, narrations. Some people say it was an answer to the Jews of Medina and Mecca that asked Prophet Muhammad to describe Allah and God for them. And after 3 days of silence, Prophet Muhammad, this surah was revealed to him. Or some people say it might be an answer to the infidels that how you describe your Allah. All in all, we could say that Surah Ikhlas, I think, and the content of this surah is something behind the religion of Islam. It is something rooted in the whole religions, starting with the monotheistic religions, because it is a concept that invites all the people from all around the world, regardless of any religion, to believe only in one God and do not be a polytheist. Isn't so?
Exactly. You know, to some extent, maybe you can find the concept of monotheism in some other Abrahamic religions. Of course,
yes,
with own interpretation of that.
Yes.
But at least in the religion of Islam, when we talk about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see that unfortunately nowadays we have some denominations within Islamic Ummah that they have some other interpretation of understanding of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I do not want to name these denominations, but you find that they have sometimes wrong understanding and interpretation of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see that how important this issue is in the view of the Islamic beliefs.
Yes.
That, for example, at the end of this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
Yes.
Nobody is like or similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to any other creatures. Okay?
Yes.
You cannot have some kind of human characteristic attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually almighty, all-wise, mm-hmm. and nobody is like him, you know?
Yes.
It shows that, very clearly talking about the oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And is it so that Prophet Muhammad in one occasion resembled Surah Al-Ikhlas to Amir al-Mu'mineen? I mean the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said that, for example, the presence of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Muslim community is like Surah Al-Ikhlas in the Holy Quran because of the, we can say, the invitation of Amir al-Mu'mineen to unity and uniqueness of Allah.
You know that about the, actually we have to explain this issue. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the oneness of Allah, and we talk about the, for example, different lines of this chapter.
Yes.
Actually, it is talking only exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is like him.
Yes.
We shouldn't confuse this issue.
That's right.
Because other Ahlul Bayt, okay, yes. The pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad and Noble Prophet Muhammad himself, they are servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Abduhu wa rasuluh.
Yes.
Okay. For example, in our prayer, we say that we confess that Noble Prophet Muhammad is, first of all, servant of Allah, and then he is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very important to know that they are, all of them, they are servant, real, yes. righteous servant of yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But maybe, you know, when we resemble, of course, I'm not sure about that particular narrations. Yes. That you mentioned, but to some extent, maybe when we say that about the talking about some resemblance between the status of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, according to, you know, to this chapter of Ikhlas, we shouldn't confuse this issue. Rather, maybe Noble Prophet Muhammad is talking metaphorically about the status of Amirul Mu'mineen to some extent, compare it to the high position of this chapter.
That's all right. There is a specific term in this surah, Samad. What does it mean exactly?
You know, about Samad, you know that there are different interpretations of that. But I would like to mention one of these interpretations. I believe that maybe it is the most authenticated one. As-Samad means that all creatures, they are looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All creatures. And not human beings.
Yes.
Specifically.
You know, not human beings specifically. Mm-hmm. All human beings, actually all creatures, they are looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have some kind of demanding toward yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
As-Sayyid al-Masmood ilay, in different narrations of Ahlul Bayt, we have that. Creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including human being, you know, other creatures that we have, all of them, they have this kind of demand toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're asking Allah and they're glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for receiving blessing from him.
That's all right. Okay. There is a beautiful Ruba'i quartet attributed to Bu Ali Sina, resembling Imam Ali alayhi salam to Surah Ikhlas. It is in Persian, which says, Ya Ali Zatat Subut Qul Huwallahu Ahad. In fact, Ali alayhi salam, you are the manifestation of Surah Ikhlas. نام تو نقش نگین از امر الله الصمد. In fact, your name is the following, or is better to say, is an embellishment from the continuation of Allah الصمد, as you explain it. لم یلد از مادر گیتی و لم یولد چتو لم یکن بعد از نبی مثل له کفن احد. Very much, we can say, resembling all the characters of Amir al-Mu'mineen to this surah in this beautiful poem. There are so many faza'il or merits for reading out this surah. I mean, beside the other three surahs which start with the word qul and say, okay, or and tell others, this surah has a specific position in the public life of the people. I mean, it is very much short, easy to understand, easy to read. And most of the people in different occasions, when they face an obstacle or a problem, they are recommended to read that Surah Ikhlas. Is this reciting of the Surah outside of prayer or Salat at all recommended for the Muslims or not, Sheikh?
You know that, let me, before answering this question, let me add something to your previous statement. You know that when we say Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam or other infallible Ahlul Bayt, they are manifestation of Surah Tawheed, and they have some kind of, you know, actually there are some relationship with this Surah of Noble Quran. Actually, it is talking about that the servitude of Ahlul Bayt toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is very important. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of accusations of, unfortunately, some people, they have some accusations of against Shia school of thought. I have to emphasize on this point that they are all infallible Ahlul Bayt, including Noble Prophet Muhammad. They are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
And their own manifestation of one, actually, of servitude toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they interpret for us content of the verses of Noble Quran.
That's all right.
Talking about they are actually teachers of Noble Quran, interpreter, real interpreter of Noble Quran. And they are actually great, absolute servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this servitude, they possess the highest status of imama or nubuwwah.
That's all
right. It is very important to understand this point. But coming to your question about the position of chapter and the fadila, privilege of reciting of this chapter outside of your prayer, actually it is true. You know, it is very recommended to recite as much as possible this chapter of the beautiful chapter of Noble Quran, and to, for example, gift it to the deceased one, or for example, it is very much recommended to recite as much as possible these verses this chapter of Noble Quran.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's finish this program with the reading out the English translation of Surah Al-Ikhlas, which says, In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, say, He is Allah, the One. Allah is the All-Embracing. He neither begat nor was begotten, nor He has any equal. With reading out this surah, all the creatures around the world believe in the concept of monotheism. They believe that there is only one God. And somehow, I think this surah is a direct link between the creatures and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the source of creation. That's why I think this surah has really a high status in the other surahs of the Holy Quran. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. It was very kind of you talking about the status of Surah Al-Ikhlas in Islamic beliefs. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن